KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and a little breezy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Three people were arrested on separate charges over the past few days in Creston. Officials say 36-year-old Damian Garrison of Creston was arrested Saturday night at his residence for disorderly conduct. Garrison was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Earlier that same evening, 67-year-old Harry Walters of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of OWI second offense. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. And last Friday night, 51-year-old David White of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. He was later released from custody on a $300 bond. Des Moines authorities say a family member is suspected of shooting to death a woman and her daughter. Police said in a news release today the man is in custody at a Des Moines hospital, recovering from self-inflicted injuries. He's suspected of killing 42-year-old Amy Fraken and 16-year-old Amber Fraken. The shootings were reported at 7 p.m. Sunday at an address on the northeast side of Des Moines. Apparently no charges has of yet been filed. Another trial starting date has been scheduled for a man accused of fatally shooting a neighbor in Des Moines. Online court records say the new date is February 29th for 30-year-old Patrick Kerwan. He's pleaded not guilty to charge of first-degree murder in the slaying of 35-year-old Mark Haruska. Officers say they found Haruska's body at a residence next to Kerwan's near the Des Moines International Airport on March the 1st. Police say they think the men had been arguing before the shooting. Kerwan's trial had been set to begin September 14th and then again on December the 7th. Well, the Thanksgiving weekend is one of the busiest travel times of the year for Iowans. Patrick Hoy, chief of the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, says that added congestion on the road likely increases the likelihood of crashes.
Unfortunately, Thanksgiving falls within probably our top three or four holidays in the year. July 4th, Labor Day, and Memorial Day are right there with Thanksgiving. Those four seem to be some of the highest crash rates that we see in our state.
Last year, over the Thanksgiving holiday period, three people were killed in crashes on Iowa's roadways. Hoy is advising motorists to slow down and buckle up. He notes the risk of a fatal injury drops by up to 60% if you're wearing a seatbelt and you're involved in a crash.
You know, we see time and time again crashes where the driver or the passenger would have survived if they would have been buckled in. And it takes so little effort to buckle in, but it has such an impact on fatalities and serious injuries in our state.
Iowa has one of the highest seatbelt compliance rates in the nation at 93%, but the unbuckled 7% represent 46% of the fatalities in traffic crashes. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports additional law enforcement officers will be working over the holiday period, making sure motorists aren't speeding and are buckled up. An Iowa man who is interested in economics and international relations is one of 32 American Rhodes Scholars who will have the opportunity to attend prestigious Oxford University in England. Iowa City native Jeffrey Ding was one of the winners announced Sunday out of 869 applicants. In addition to economics, Ding is also studying political science and Chinese at the University of Iowa. He's already had internships in Hong Kong and with the U.S. State Department, and now he will be able to pursue a graduate degree at Oxford. Ding says much of his studies have focused on finding ways to build sustainable relationships between the U.S. and China. The Rhodes scholarships are worth about $50,000 per year for up to 3 years. The former city manager of Davenport has been chosen as the city manager of a California coastal town. Craig Mallon has been selected for the job in Seaside, California, a city of about 35,000. It's located on the Monterey Peninsula, about 90 miles southeast of San Francisco. The city council is expected to approve Mallon next month to replace John Dunn, who is retiring. He'll start the $212,000 a year job in January. Mallon was Davenport's city administrator for 14 years, ending in June. He has 27 years of experience in local government, last 16 as a chief administrative official. Following protests over his hiring earlier this year of fall, the new president of the University of Iowa is getting some support from the business community. More than 100 community and business leaders gathered Friday morning to offer support to Bruce Harreld and to apologize for the negative reaction he's received on campus. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that Mark Nolte, executive director of the Iowa City Area Development Group, opened Friday's meeting with an apology for Harreld, a former IBM executive. Harreld's hiring has drawn criticism from students, faculty, and other staffers who say he is unqualified and benefited from special treatment during the selection process. The Faculty Senate has issued a vote of no confidence in the Regents' leadership. The Republican Party of Iowa canceled its plan to host a forum featuring presidential candidates that would have focused on minority communities. The party said Friday it canceled its Iowa Brown and Black Forum on December 3rd at Drake University due to unresolved scheduling conflicts. Additional information, however, was not released. A similar forum by the Iowa Democratic Party is still scheduled to take place January 11th at Drake University. Hillary Rodham Clinton and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley are set to appear at that event. The Iowa Brown and Black Forum, advertised as the country's oldest continuous presidential forum focused on minority issues, has featured one event since it was first held in 1984 and has predominantly featured Democratic presidential candidates. This year would have marked the launch of a forum for each party. The mayor of a small eastern Iowa city of Swisher announced recently that he would defy state orders to halt the acceptance of Syrian refugees. The public statement gained plenty of attention, and some local residents say they're still unsure of what to think about the sudden spotlight on their community. Mayor Christopher Taylor says a proclamation he released last week was a symbolic move to show that orders by Governor Terry Branstad are not a reflection of all Iowans. At least one city council member said she disagreed with Taylor's move. Another local said that residents were surprised by the news about the city near Cedar Rapids. Taylor said the response to the proclamation has been mostly positive, although he expects some of Swisher's approximately 900 residents disagreed with his decision. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.